Meanwhile, Ireland's budget for 2010 was just announced. It set out savings worth more than 4 billion euros, including 1 billion euros from public sector pay and 760 million from welfare spending. The vice president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Ireland, Professor John Monaghan, says the cuts will have a devastating effect on families.
Well, I think we've been going in a meeting of ministers, various ministers for social and family affairs, for health, for education, trying to impress upon them what they should and should not do. I think once the budget is over, the chances of them listening to us are pretty slim. They seem to be mesmerized like rabbits caught in the headlights of a car with the budget deficit, and you can understand that. I wouldn't like to be in their position. They're attempting to cut about 4 billion euro from the government's expenditure over the coming year. Part of that, about a third of it, will come from welfare-based payments. And there's absolutely no doubt that the effect of that's going to be quite catastrophic on many families. I think what we have tried to do in recent weeks is to impress upon them the likely outcomes of their actions, and to say that whatever about the cuts you make, will you please try to ensure that those who are most vulnerable, those who are in least position to pay, those who did not in any way cause this economic crisis that we're in, that they should be protected. They should not be the ones expected to carry the greatest share of the burden.